Welcome to the Transformed Podcast. I'm your host, Mike Powers. Dr. Matthew Smith, Director of Eagles and Leadership, continues to teach verse by verse through the book of James, one verse per podcast. These studies were recorded live in his class at Bible Believers Christian College and Seminary in Hawthorne, California. The book of James has been called The Faith Explained, and that is the purpose of these teachings. These short studies are designed to help you grow your faith. Now let's open our Bibles to the book of James as Dr. Smith discusses our faith from the words of the stepbrother of Jesus, the head of the Jerusalem church.
James chapter 1, 21, James now moves into, he's still on this theme about troubles and trials, and he's telling us now to be very careful about how we walk while we're going through tough times. You know what it's like. In tough times, we often crumble and we start to say things like, I deserve, and then we add something that we would normally not do. Some sin, some lack of discipline. We may go shopping, we may go eating, we may whatever. And James now says very clearly, therefore. And the therefore, of course, refers back to the whole idea that, brethren, that you and I, we have to be very careful about our lifestyle. We have to be paying attention to how God has blessed us, and we must have certain character qualities in our trials. Therefore, lay aside all filthiness and the overflow of wickedness, and receive with meekness the implanted word, which is able to save your souls. Now, the Bible's very clear, and the words that are used are clear. If you go for definitions in the Bible, look for where the Bible explains things. For example, we're going to start with the last word. The last word is soul. Genesis 2:7 defines what a soul is. God formed a body, He breathed into it the breath of life, and man became a living soul. Now, you and I know that our bodies are left behind when we die. Our bodies have to be transformed. So we're not talking about a spirit here. We're talking about spirit, our human spirit, and our physical body, the soul. And so when he says save our souls, he's talking about the fact that we can see the rescue of our physical body, the rescue of our human spirit, if we do something specific. And we don't do something specific. The first thing we have to do is we have to lay aside. We have to throw away. Lay aside, and he's very specific, all filthiness. This is the state or the character of being corruptly dirty. You know how it is. Some people just love sin. They're like pigs in a pig pen. And you and I have got to lay aside the state, the condition of filthiness that we lay ourselves in as humans. In other words, it's not enough to say I'm redeemed. If I want to save my soul, human spirit and body, I need to get rid of a lifestyle that nurtures sin. Lay aside all filthiness and the abundant excess of wickedness. Now, you really don't need a dictionary to define wickedness. But today, I guess we do. When people are in love with all sorts of evil, and they claim to be Christians, and they claim that a lot of this evil literature, for example, is, well, it doesn't bother you at all. Excuse me. We actually have some churches that are teaching that we should have strippers for Jesus, but that's evil.
Wow.
That's evil.
Yes, it is.
You see, when your filthiness, the state of your soul, is so dirty that you cannot discern holy and clean and unclean, you're the candidate that he's talking about here. You and I have to, when trials and troubles come, it's not a time to give up and go back to the pig pen, James says. Throw that lifestyle off, forget about it, don't regress to it. And then he says, what are we supposed to do? We are supposed to receive with meekness the implanted word. When the Spirit of God comes into a person at salvation, according to Ephesians chapter 1, when that happens, the Spirit of God works with the Word of God, and begins to create change. And when you receive the Word of God with an open heart, remember the parable of the soils that Jesus talked about, when your heart is cleaned out and when you're listening and you're doing it with a heart to obey and a heart to follow, when all that's true, the Word plants itself, remember? And it's only in that fourth soil, the good soil, not the one that's concerned about making a bunch of money, because you can't serve God and money. Money chokes out the Word, Jesus said. It's not that Word that you get and you get all excited on Sunday, and on Tuesday when all hell breaks loose, you throw away the Word and you go ahead and do it your own way. It's not that shallow root. And it's surely not the seed that was planted, the preacher gave it, you walked out the door and forgot it because your heart wasn't ready to receive it. It's not that. It's the good soil. And when you prepare your heart for the Word of God, and you listen to it, and it gets down in there and implants the Spirit of God watering it, then if you'll do that with a spirit of meekness, meekness is, I'm not in charge, Lord. Teach me. Meekness and teachableness are very, very close, similar thoughts. When you have a spirit of teachability, the implanted Word that comes, whether it's from your professor in a class, whether it's from your preacher, whether it's from your reading every morning, the implanted Word rescues. You see the word saves your soul? The word save is actually the idea of rescue. You and I have salvation. We are rescued from sin. We are rescued from the penalty of our sin. You and I are rescued from the power of sin if we walk in the Spirit and work with the Spirit. And we are rescued from hell to heaven. This Word is able to do more than get you to heaven. It's able to rescue your human spirit and bring it into subservience to Jesus Christ. This Word of God, if the heart soil is open, no matter what your trouble is that's going on around you, it is able to save, to rescue your physical body. You don't have to have diabetes. You don't have to have high blood pressure. You don't have to age like everybody else does. Why? You follow the wisdom of the Word of God and eat right. You do all things in moderation. You avoid certain activities that are obviously not beneficial. You understand that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit, and so you guard it and you nurture it and you strengthen it. And the Word of God, the implanted Word of God, is going to talk to you. He's going to tell you what to do. Through the Spirit of God, God's going to speak through His Word. And it's able to rescue your spirit so that your emotions don't go all haywire. And you're not led by your emotions. You're led by the Word of God. And you tell your emotions, get in the back seat. You're not driving anymore. Your mind, every thought is brought captive to obedience of Christ as you work the Word. And so your mind is saved, rescued from all the goofy stuff that's going on today. And your will, which doesn't want to surrender, bows its knee and says, Jesus Christ, you're in charge. And so, in the midst of your trials, in the midst of your troubles, you know they're not temptations. God doesn't tempt. But in the trials that you and I have, when you're asking for wisdom and you're going to the Word of God, you're praying, you're in the Word, the meek, teachable heart says, Lord, whatever you show me, I'm going to take the instruction and I'm going to apply it. Show me how. And it rescues your body and your spirit, your human spirit. It's able to save your soul. James is going to talk more about this as we go further into it and dig into this whole idea, a big, huge chunk here in this passage. And we'll get back to that next time when we talk about James chapter 1, verse 22.
And that concludes today's teachings from the book of James. Please share this podcast with a friend and encourage them to subscribe so they don't miss a single one. Until next time, I'm your host Mike Powers, praying that your life will thrive so the people around you will see Christ alive. God bless.